弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
每一次来到我们教会聚会，我心里就非常的感动。
Whenever I come to this church, my heart is moved.
因为我们以基督为中心，纪念他的死，他的复活，他的救恩。
Because we have Christ as the center of our church and we celebrate his sacrifice and his death.
圣经的中心人物就是主耶稣。
The center of the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们读圣经要看到主耶稣。
When we read the Bible, we have to see the Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣来到世界上是为了拯救世上的人。
But when Jesus came to the earth, he came to save the world.
我们也要在圣经里面看到我们自己。
So when we read the Bible, we must see ourselves.
看到我们的人生。
We must see our lives.
在圣经里面有好多的层次来看我们的人生。
In the Bible, there are many different levels on which we can view our lives.
可以从祭司的角度，从律法书里面看到我们该怎么样生活。
We can look at it from the point of a priest.
从律法书。
From the point of the law.
我们从君王的角度，从历史书圣经的历史书里面看到我们应该怎么样过一个神儿女的人生。
We can see from the books of We can see from the books of history from the point of a king how we should live as children of God.
那当然，先知书也讲到我们应该怎么样过一个神儿女的人生。
We can also look from the books of the prophets how we should live as children of God.
福音书里面，耶稣基督是我们所有人最高的榜样。
In the Gospels, Jesus is the highest example for all of us.
新约的书信里面，使徒们也告诉我们应该怎么样子靠着耶稣基督活出一个属主的人生。
In the New Testament, the apostles also tell us from the epistles how we should live as children of God.
圣经里面还有智慧书跟诗歌书。
Oh, the Bible also has books of wisdom and books of poetry.
也从不同的角度让我们来看到我们的人生。
And from different perspectives, we can see our lives and how we should live.
中国人也是喜欢写诗的这个民族。
Chinese people are people who like to write poetry.
我们每一次中国的文化中间就教导我们很多简单的诗歌或者复杂的诗歌。
In Chinese culture, we learn a lot of simple poems as well as complicated ones.
我想我们很多人第一首所写的诗就是床前明月光。
I think the first poem we know is, in front of our bed we see the moon.
抬头看到月亮，低头想到自己的家乡。
We look at the moon and then we think of our hometown.
这让很多中国人在这个世界上都有一个做客的感觉。
A lot of Chinese in this world, they feel like they're only being guests.
但是我们仔细的比较中国的诗跟圣经里面的诗。
But let's look at Chinese poetry versus the poetry in the Bible.
中国的诗里面有好像很长远的时间，接近永恒的时间。
In the Chinese poems, there's the theme of eternal life, or eternal time.
Eternity.
里
面也有很广大的空间。
There's also great space.
但是中国的诗里面常常找不到神。
But often in Chinese poetry, there's no God.
找不到神，所以人生就有很多的伤感，很多的失落。
Because there is no God, there's a lot of depression and sorrow.
诗篇是以神为中心，但是中间也找到人的诗歌。
The Psalms also center around man, but they talk about God.
今天我们要来一起思想的诗篇二十三篇是许多人人生最喜欢的诗歌。
Today, when we talk about Psalm 23, we are talking about a poem that many of us love.
不管在婚礼的时候、丧礼的时候、分别的时候、探望病人的时候，各样的场合，我们都可以用诗篇二十三篇来思想。
Whether it is in sorrow or when we are looking at this, when we are visiting the sick, Psalm 23 is a psalm we can always use.
我们可以把它当作一幅人生的地图。
We can look at it as a map of humanity.
我们可以在中间找到自己灵性的光景。
We can find our soul's condition in the psalm.
也可以成为我们人生的一把钥匙，打开我们未来的方向，未来的门。
It can also be our key to open our future.
我相信诗篇23篇是基督徒最熟悉的圣经。
I believe Psalm 23 is one of the most familiar the passages in the Bible we are most familiar with.
所以好不好，我们就用中文、英文一起来读一遍或者背一遍。
So let's use English or Chinese to memorize this or read this.
一面读一面背的时候，我们看到这个中间好像是好几幅的图画。
As we read or memorize this, we will see many images in this psalm.
求主帮助我们从这些图画中间看到神，也看到我们。
In these images or pictures, may we see ourselves as well as the Lord.
我们一起来。
Let's begin.
耶和华是我的牧者,
the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will divide the psalm into three parts. The first verse tells of the foundation for our lives. Verses 2 to 5 tells about how we live our lives, the process.
第六节讲到我们人生的目标。
Verse 6 tells of the goal of our lives.
我们一起来思想这一篇诗篇。
Let's think and meditate on the psalm.
第一节说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The first verse says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
这是我们人生的基础。
This is the foundation for life.
基础意思就是说，你人生所有的重量都要压在这个基础上面，让它帮你承担。
The foundation means all our strength, all that we are should be on this foundation.
这一个基础是一个尊神为大的人生。
This foundation means that we view God as the center.
我们在每一件事情上要看到神。
In everything we do, we must see the Lord.
以神为乐, 人生的喜乐跟神不能分开。
And we must see the Lord as our joy. Our own joy must not be separate from God.
我们人生所做的每一件事情, 为的是要荣耀神。
Everything we do should be to glorify God.
这边讲到神, 是讲到他跟我们是什么样的关系呢?
Over here, what is the relationship between ourselves and the Lord?
耶和华是我的什么?
What is the Lord to us?
是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
那我是什么?
And what are we?
我是他的羊。
We are his sheep.
圣经里面有很多的关系来描述神跟人的关系。
There are many relationships in the Bible that describe our relationship with God.
有没有人能够想到其他的关系来描述神跟人的关系?
Can you think of other relationships which describe our relationship with the Lord?
你们想不到的话，我就下台不讲了。
If you can't think of any, I will leave.
大声一点。
Louder, please.
父亲跟孩子，他是天父，我们是神的儿女。
Father and son, God is our father and we are his children.
还有呢？
Any others?
葡萄树跟枝子
Grapevine and branches
是
Yeah
很多的关系都值得我们常常去思想
There are many different relationships that we can think about
我们不能 把神限制在一个图画里面。
We can't limit God to a certain image or relationship.
我们不能想说啊，因为牧人都是都是人，所以神是人。
So we can't think shepherds are all people, so God must be a man.
重点是他跟我们的关系好像牧人跟羊的关系一样。
The point is that God's relationship with us is like a shepherd toward his sheep.
所以我们人生是要以神为中心，然后人生的目的过程是要建立这些关系。
So the goal, the center of our lives should be the Lord, and we should use our lives to establish these relationships with the Lord.
常常在这些关系中间思想我们的跟神的关系，以至于我们就可以成长。
So in these relationships, we can think about our relationship with God and then grow.
而且这个关系会影响我们的人生，因为诗篇说，耶和华是我的牧者，我就怎么样。
So then these relationships will affect how we think. Like the Lord is our shepherd, so what do we do?
我就不知缺乏。
I shall not want.
我不知道你有没有经历过缺乏。
Do you ever feel you are needy?
你心里觉得你好多东西你想要的都没有。
You might think you have many things you desire, but you don't have them.
你想要在神之外寻找满足。
You want to seek fulfillment outside of God.
这样你就把你的根基从神挪到别的地方去了。
Then you move your foundation from God onto other things.
除了耶稣基督是磐石以外，所有其他的根基都是什么？
Other than Jesus being the foundation, the rock, what are the other things?
都是沙土。
They are all sand.
你把你人生的基础放在别的东西上面，都承受不了人生的压力。
If you put your foundation on other things, they can't stand the pressures you put on them.
所以我们一个基督徒最重要的是建立我们跟神的关系。
The most important thing for Christians to do is to establish their relationship with God.
神爱我们，神要求我们也要爱他。
God loves us, and he requires that we love him.
神不只要求我们要爱神，还要求我们要爱谁。
He not only requires us to love him,Who else does he require us to love?
要彼此相爱，爱人如己。
Love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself.
所以以神中为中心的人生是一个爱神跟爱人，这是教会最重要的两件事情。
So if you have God as the center of your life, you will love God and love your neighbor. And this is the important thing for churches to know.
这个优先顺序，然后才是我一切所需要的，不知缺乏。
So after these things come,whatever I need. So I don't need anything before God.
耶稣不是说你们要先求什么？
Jesus said, seek ye first.
先求神的国和神的义。
Seek ye first the kingdom, and, kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这一切所需要的。
So then all these things that you need
都要加给你们。
Will be added to you.
所以如果我们把次序搞错，我们先求所需要的，再求神的国和神的义。
So if we get the order mixed up and we first seek what we need, then God's kingdom.
我们就把根基放在神以外。
Then we will put our foundation on something other than God.
这个世界上很多人用各种不同的东西当成我们的牧者。
In today's world, many people put other things and view them as their shepherd.
用世俗的享受，用物质的拥有，用短暂的一些情欲的快乐，成为我们的牧者。
They use tradition or materialism or other fleeting pleasures as their shepherds.
我记得很多年以前我在曼哈顿downtown上班。
I remember several years ago when I was working in downtown Manhattan.
有一天下班很晚回家的时候，街上已经没有什么人了。
When I came back home, it was really late and there weren't many people on the streets.
我要走到 Penn 车站去坐火车回 New Jersey.
So I wanted to go to the train station to take the train back to New Jersey.
有一个人从后面跑上来，塞了一张单张给我。
So one guy ran up behind me and gave me a tract.
我看这个单张上面说，给我们一百个人。
The tract said, "Give me 100 people."
我就想到约翰卫斯理曾经讲过类似的话。
Then I remember that John Wesley said something similar.
给我一百个传道的人，他们除了爱神以外，谁都不爱；除了怕犯罪以外，什么都不怕。
So give me 100 people to preach the gospel. other than God, they love no one, and other than sin, they are afraid of nothing.
有这100个人, 我可以把整个世界都震动起来。
With these 100 people, I can stir up the whole world.
我看了那个单张, 心里就很感动。
When I saw the tract, my heart was moved.
我说, 难道20世纪末年的这个约翰卫斯理又在曼哈顿出现了吗?
Is it possible that John Wesley has appeared in the 21st century?
我把单张翻过来一看。
Then I turned over the tract.
给我们100个人, 这100个人愿意在一个月里面减去30磅的体重。
Give me 100 people who are willing to lose 30 pounds each.
在教会里面有两种人。
In the church, there are two kinds of people.
要找愿意减去30磅体重的100个人可能不那么难。
I don't think it's hard to find 100 people who want to lose 30 pounds each.
要找100个人愿意除了爱神以外谁都不爱。 怕犯罪以外什么都不怕，这样100个人很难找。
It's hard though to find 100 people who will love nothing else other than God and be afraid of nothing else other than sinning against God.
这是以神为我们人生基础的人生。
This is having God as the foundation for our lives.
尊神为大，跟他建立关系，跟人建立关系，然后才是我们生活中间的需要。
So this is putting God first, establishing a relationship with Him, then with others, and then putting our needs last.
诗篇23篇第2节到第5节是讲到我们人生信仰成长的历程四个阶段。
Verses 2 to 5 talks about the process of our lives, and there are four different sequences.
第2节讲到我们信仰的开始。
Verse 2 talks about the beginning of our salvation.
请你们想象一下,诗篇23篇第2节是一幅怎么样的图画?
Please imagine what verse 2 might look like as an image or picture.
他使我躺卧在青草地上,领我在可安歇的水边。
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
这是一幅美丽的图画。
This is a beautiful picture.
青草地,可安歇的水边。
The green pastures, the still waters.
对于羊来说, 他生命所需要的牧人都供应了。
The shepherd has provided all that the sheep needs.
你里面有没有从神来的宝珠, 有没有从神来的安息?
Do you have this peace and fulfillment from the Lord?
从信仰的开始, 耶稣就呼召我们到他这边来得到满足,得到安息。
From the beginning of our salvation, Jesus has called us to Himself to get rest, to get peace.
我们在世界上常常是很忙碌的人。We
are often busy people in this world.
我们喜欢做事,我们不喜欢安息。We
like to do things, we don't like to be at rest.
我们到教会里面来也想拼命地做事。When
we come to church, we also want to be always doing things.
来表现我们很能干。It
will show people that we know we are capable people.
但是神呼召跟随他的羊群在信仰的开始要过一个安息的生活。But
Jesus has called his flock to be a restful flock at the beginning of their salvation.
有人跟我说, 安息日不是七日的第几天?
So what day is the Sabbath? Some people have told me.
第七天。
The seventh day.
应该辛苦工作以后才得到安息。
So you must work very hard before you can get rest.
但是我就回问他说, 请问人是在第几天被造的?
But then I return and answer him, what day was man created?
第几天?
What day?
第6天?
The sixth day.
人被造以后, 碰到的第一个新的日子就是安息日。
So after man was created, the first day he met was the Sabbath, the day of rest.
我们常常缺乏安息。
We often don't have rest.
我们没有在神面前安静。
We haven't been quiet before the Lord.
我们里面饥渴，外面忙碌。
We are thirsting inside, but we are busy outside.
神要我们信主以后，常常到他面前去得到宝珠，得到安息。
God wants us after we are saved to go before Him continually to get rest and peace.
等候神，听他的声音。
to wait on Him and to hear His voice.
让他的爱浇灌在我们的心灵里面。
So that His love can be poured out in our hearts.
不只是信仰的开始，持续一辈子。
This is not only for the beginning of salvation, but all throughout salvation.
从安息在神面前开始。
We start with rest in the Lord.
很多人喜欢安息了。
A lot of people like to rest.
所以每次到教会里面就是我们安息的时候。
So when they come to church, this is their rest.
所以如果请你为参与什么样的事工服事，你说我需要多领受神的话，多安息，还是让别人来做比较好。
So if you ask them to help in the church, they say, well, we need more rest and to receive more from the Lord. So let someone else do it.
这是诗篇二十三篇第三节开始了。
So that's why we have Psalm 23 verse 3.
羊没有一直留在青草地，没有一直留在可安歇的水边，在那边安息。
The sheep doesn't stay close to the green pastures and still waters always.
第二节是讲到信仰的开始，第三节是讲到信仰的成长。
So verse 2 talks about the beginning of salvation, whereas verse 3 talks about the growth of salvation.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，不能一直睡觉，要苏醒了。
He restores my soul. That means your soul is not always sleeping. It needs to be restored.
不仅苏醒，而且要为神的名行走义路。
Not only restored, your soul has to walk the paths of righteousness.
苏醒，为了主的名行走义路，这是我们信仰的成长。
The growth of our salvation is for our soul to be restored and to walk the path of righteousness for Jesus' name's sake.
你有没有发现说有一些人信主很久，但是就是不成长？
Have you found that there are some who have been Christians for a long time but have not grown in the Lord?
一直留在第二节，进不了第三节。
They stay in the second verse, but they didn't go on to the third verse.
在我们信仰的成长中间，苏醒很重要。
In the growth of our salvation, we need this restoring.
我们不单从主得着供应，我们也要跟随主走义路。
We not only receive from the Lord provision, but we must follow Him on the paths.
走的路说是为自己的名，为了神的名来引导我们走的义路。
These paths are walked for the name of Jesus, for His sake.
圣经里面有哪一些神的名？
Where in the Bible does it talk about Jesus' name?
能不能想到一些神的名告诉我？
The Lord's name. Can you think of any examples? Tell me.
我不要再威胁你们了。
I won't keep threatening you.
有哪一些神的名？
Any passages dealing with
耶和华以勒
the Lord as our joy.
以利以谢，很多神的名。
There are many names of God.
神的名是神要我们认识他是谁。
The Lord's different names explain to us who He is.
神选择用人的文字。
God chooses to use the letters of man.
用在人的文化中间告诉我们他是谁。
Through man's culture, he tells us who he is.
人的文化，人的文字是很有限的。
Man's culture and man's letters are very limited.
但神选择用这样的工具告诉我们他是谁。
But God uses these as tools to let us know who he is.
所以当我们在信仰成长的时候，应该是我们对神认识经历的成长。
So when we are growing in our salvation, we need to be knowing God and experiencing him.
不是了解多少神学的道理，而是了解神的神是谁，他名字的意义。
So it is not just understanding doctrines of theology, but it is knowing Him and understanding who He is.
在主导文里面也有一句类似的话说，愿人都尊你的名怎么样为圣。
So in the Lord's Prayer, there is this phrase, "Hallowed be Thy name, Holy be Your name."
为自己的名引导我走义路，跟愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Walking in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, and let all people see your name as holy. These two phrases.
里面都讲到神的名。
These all talk about the Lord's name.
这个名不只是帮助我们认识他是谁。
These names don't only allow us to understand who he is.
这两句话中间告诉我们说，我们人生应该怎么样走，是跟他的名有关系的。
It also explains to us the way we walk our lives is related to the Lord's name.
你走的路是要奉神的名，是跟神有关系的。
The road that you walk is related to the Lord's name. You have to walk it for His name.
从前我们偏行己路，个人任意偏行己路。
In the past, we walked according to our own way.
现在我们不能走自己的路，我们要走神的路。
Now we can't walk according to our own way. We must walk God's way.
从以自己为中心变成跟随神，以神为中心。
We change from having ourselves as the center of our lives to having God as the center of our lives.
这是信仰的成长。
This is the growth of salvation.
这个转变的关键叫做奉献。
This turning point is also called dedication.
原来以我为中心，现在把我自己献给神，以他为中心。
In the past, we were the center of our own lives, but now we dedicate ourselves so that God can be the center of our lives.
把我的资源、我的时间、我的金钱、我的心血，把我的感情放在神的国度中。
So all our resources, our money, our time, our strength, everything we give to the Lord and spend it on Him.
所以原来是从神领受一切的丰富。
So in the past, we received the fullness of God from Him.
从神得到安息。
We received rest from Him.
现在是把自己的道路献在神的手中，为他而活。
So now we give our lives, our paths to the Lord, and we live for Him.
这是信仰的成长。
This is the growth of salvation and faith.
这一幅图画跟前面图画不太一样。
This image or picture is different from the previous one.
第二节的图画是一幅很美丽安静的图画。
Verse 2 was a beautiful picture. Very quiet.
这一幅图画是一个在行动、在苏醒、在往前进的图画。
This next picture in verse 3 is one of restoring, of moving along, of forwardness.
但是第四节又带我们进入一个新的图画。
But verse 4 brings us into yet another new picture.
请问是怎么样的图画？
What kind of picture is this?
是光明的还是黑暗的？
Is it full of light or of darkness?
是快乐的还是痛苦的？
Is it joyful or sorrowful?
是安息的还是辛苦的？
Is it restful or full of travail?
这是一幅死因幽谷的图画。
This is a picture of the valley of the shadow of death.
我们不能了解为什么当我们愿意信仰成长的时候，有的时候神就把我们带到死因幽谷去。
We don't understand when we are trying to grow in our faith, how come God sometimes leads us into these kind of pictures?
很多人以为相信神，把自己最好的献给神，神就带我们走一条光明大道。
So often we think when we believe on the Lord and give Him our lives, then God will lead us into this broad path of light.
人生不会碰到任何的问题。
Our lives will never meet trouble.
世人所享的福，我们比他更超过。
So all the blessings that the world enjoys, we will enjoy them even more.
其实不然。
But this is not the case.
因为我们的榜样是耶稣基督。
Because our example, our model is the Lord Jesus.
耶稣已经荣耀坐在宝座上升天了。
Jesus has risen, He is on the throne with glory.
但他走的道路是艰难辛苦的道路。
The path He walked was full of trouble, pain, and travail.
跟随他的人也要走十字架的道路。
Those who follow Him must also walk the way of the cross.
第四节讲到的这个算不算十字架的道路还值得讨论。
Well, we still need to discuss whether verse 4 is really talking about the way of the cross.
不过这一节我就称它做信仰的考验。
But I will call this the trial of our faith.
在我们信仰的成长中间，神就容许一些事情来考验我们的信仰。
So as we grow in our faith, God allows things to come that will test our faith.
我们人很难解释苦难的问题。
We people have a hard time trying to explain why there are troubles.
为什么爱主的人会碰到难处？
Why would the children of God need trials?
或者是身体的难处，或者是家庭的难处，工作的难处，各样的难处。
Whether it is trials in the physical body, or in family, or in work.
这边说，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷。
Here it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
但是呢, 在难处中间,
but in these trials, this person has a growth.
这里首先环境从易怒变成死因的幽谷。
First, the physical conditions change. The paths of righteousness become a valley of the shadow of death.
但是我们发现说在死因幽谷中间我们跟神的关系有转变。
But we find that our relationship with God is changed in this valley of the shadow of death.
在诗篇前面讲到神都是讲到他, 在第四节里面讲到神说因为你与我同在。
Okay, before verse 4, it talks about God as He, but then in verse 4, it talks about God as you.
他使我躺卧在青草地上,但是现在你与我同在。
So before, the Lord, He makes me to lie down in green pastures, but now it's you are with me.
从他变成你是什么样的转变?
What kind of change is this from He to you?
从前的信仰也许是一个比较客观的认识了解。
So before, our faith might have been a more objective understanding and experience.
从前的信仰是跟别人讲述我所信的是谁。
So before we told other people, well, this is who I believe.
神容许难处临到, 神容许诗人大卫进到死因幽谷中间的时候, 他变成你。
So then when God brings us into this valley of the shadow of death and we meet trials, He becomes you.
原来是客观的信仰, 现在变成主观的信仰。
Before it was an objective faith and now it's a subjective faith.
从前是在许多人面前现在是在苦难中间只有跟神在一起得到解决。
Before you were in front of many people, but now you are in the midst of trial and it's just you and God.
你的信仰中间神比较多是客观的他还是更多是主观的你。
So in your faith, is God more an objective He or a subjective you?
神容许难处临到你我的时候我们有没有 把我们所有的问题放在祷告里面跟神面对面。
So when we meet trials, when God sends us troubles to you and me, do we bring all those to God in prayer and meet Him face to face?
这个转变就影响他对于环境的反应。
This turning point really affects the way the speaker looks at his surroundings.
原来杖跟杆现在都变成安慰了。
Before, the rod and the staff were for discipline, but now they are for comfort.
我小时候我们家里有一根棍子叫做家法。In
our house, we had a disciplining rod. Or, yeah, stick.
对于牧人来说,杖是一个比较粗,比较短的棍子。For
the shepherd, the rod is short and thick.
杆是比较长、比较高的棍子，头上还有一个钩钩。The
staff is longer and it has a hook at the end.
牧人要带羊走的时候，有的时候羊不肯走。So
when the shepherd is leading the sheep, sometimes the sheep don't obey.
他就用那个杖去顶他，要他走。So
he starts prodding them with a rod.
有的时候羊跑得太远了，他用杆把它勾住，把它拉回来，不要走到太远的地方去。
Runs too far, then he uses his long staff and hooks them and brings them back.
请问如果你是羊,你喜不喜欢杖跟杆?
If you were a sheep, would you like the rod and the staff?
没有人会喜欢不随我意思的东西。
None of us would like things that don't follow our own will.
但是在死因幽谷中间,因为你与我同在。
But then, in the valley of the shadow of death, because you are with me,
不单看到环境的难处,但是在难处中间看到神的同在。
We don't only see the trouble in our surroundings, but we see that the Lord is with us, His presence is here.
而且重新解释我们所碰到的光景。
And this reinterprets our surroundings and the trials we face.
原来是你的杖,你的杆都折打我,成为我的痛苦。
Formerly, your rod and your staff, they hit me and they are my trouble, but now.
现在你的杖, 你的杆都安慰我。
But now, the rod and the staff, they comfort me.
我身上的伤痕是你许可的。
All the hurts and bruises on me are allowed by you.
这个背后是你的爱。
Behind them, you have love for me.
这个就成为我人生中间的安慰。
So they become my comfort in my life.
我想这是我们很难了解的事情。
I think this is something hard for us to understand.
但是当我们不从人自我中心的角度来看我们人生的时候,
But when we don't look from the perspective that we are the center of our own lives,
我们就从神为中心的角度，我们人生就改变了。
If we look from the perspective that God is the center of our lives, then everything changes.
为什么在患难中间可以有喜乐?
Why can we have joy in the midst of trial?
因为看到神。
Because we see God.
看到是神的作为。
We see that it is His work.
如果没有看到神,
If we don't see the Lord,
许多的痛苦是没有意义的。
Many troubles to us seem of no use.
在信仰的考验之后,
After the trial of our faith,
第五节讲到信仰的征战。
In verse 5, it talks about the battles of our faith.
因为这幅图画改变了。
Because now the picture has changed.
不再是死荫的幽谷。
It's no longer the valley of the shadow of death.
是在敌人的面前。
Now it's before our enemies.
在敌人的面前, 牧人为羊,或者主人为仆人,或者君王为他的臣下做了三件事情。
So, God did three things as the shepherd toward the sheep or the king toward his subjects or the master toward his servants.
第一是摆设筵席,
the first thing he does is prepare a table.
第二是用膏油抹了我的头,
the second thing is to anoint me with oil.
第三是使我的杯满溢,
the third thing is to allow my cup to run over.
在敌人面前是一个紧张的时候,
In the presence of my enemies, it is an atmosphere that is tense.
我想在基督徒人生经历中间死因幽谷跟在敌人面前是不一样的状况。
But for Christians, I believe that these are two different conditions between the valley of the shadow of death and the presence of my enemies.
一个是遭遇人生各样的苦难是神许可的。
One is experiencing all the trials of the world that God allows.
一个是神要我们经历的属灵征战。
The second is what God wants us, the spiritual battles that God wants us to go through.
在敌人面前摆设的筵席是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to prepare a table in the presence of my enemies?
我让大家做一个选择，是那个死刑的囚犯要临刑之前吃的最后一顿晚餐，还是征战以后的庆功宴？
So I give you two choices. One is before you're going to die, you eat your final meal, or you are celebrating your victory over your enemies and you're enjoying a banquet.
哪一个, 第一个还是第二个?
Which one is it, the first or the second?
征战的庆功宴。
It should be the celebration after the battle.
可是庆功宴不是在打仗之后吗?
But isn't this celebration supposed to come after the battle?
这个是在打仗之前，在敌人面前。
But this actually happens right before the battle, in front of my enemies.
神已经得胜了。God
has already won the victory.
神告诉我们所经历的属灵征战一定得胜。
God tells us all the spiritual battles we go through, He has already won the victory.
但是虽然一定得胜，我们还是要去打。
But even though He has already won, we still have to go and fight.
为什么我们还需要打？他已经得胜了，我们就在后面摇旗呐喊就好了，不需要打，打仗多辛苦啊！
Why do we still have to fight? He has already won the victory. We can just cheer in the background. Why do we still have to go? It's such a pain to go and fight.
因为主已经得胜了。Because
God has already won the victory.
但你我跟他的得胜还没有关系。But
we are still not with him in his victory.
除非我们靠着他的恩典打我们人生中间的属灵征战。
unless by His grace we fight the spiritual battles with Him.
打仗一定很辛苦, 可能会受伤,
Battles are a tough thing to do because they bring a lot of hurt.
却据说已经得胜了，还要再得胜，永恒中间是得胜的。
But God has assured us He has won the victory, and He will again win the victory, and there is eternal victory with Him.
基督已经得胜了，你我仍然在征战中间。Christ
has won the victory, but you and me, we are still in the battle.
在这个筵席上面，神给我们恩典，给我们确据，给我们力量。
God in this banquet gives us grace, gives us assurance, and gives us strength.
在敌人面前做的第二件事情是，你用油膏了我的头。The
second thing God does in front of our enemies is to anoint us with oil.
有的人解释说，因为有很多的蚊虫会咬这个羊，所以牧人用这个膏油使它免得被蚊虫咬。Some
people have interpreted this as because sheep often get bitten by insects, so the shepherd has to anoint oil so that the sheep don't get bitten.
但是我想圣经的意思应该是超过这个意思。But
I believe the Bible interpretation goes beyond this.
大卫是君王，大卫被膏过。David
was a king and he was anointed.
基督是受膏者，基督被圣灵膏过。Christ
is the anointed one and he was also anointed.
圣经里面，神所拣选、神所要使用的仆人，神要用圣灵膏他们。So
all those in the Bible who God chooses, who are to be His servants, God always anoints.
是在什么时候膏呢？
When does God anoint them?
在他承接这个责任的时候。When
He is about to take on responsibility.
耶稣没有从母腹里面就被膏，耶稣是30岁出来服事的时候，圣灵膏在他的头上。
So Jesus wasn't anointed when He was still in the mother's womb. At 30 years old, when He was prepared for the ministry, He was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
没有在青草地上，没有在义路上面，没有在死荫幽谷膏这些神的仆人、神的儿女。God
did not anoint His children on the green pastures or in the paths of righteousness or in the valley of the shadow of death.
在敌人的面前，你用油膏了我的头。
You anoint my head in the presence of mine enemies.
当我们面对属灵征战的时候，神赐给我们够用的恩典力量。
When we are preparing spiritual battles, God gives us enough strength.
使我们能够靠着圣灵，能够彰显神的荣耀。
So through the Holy Spirit, we can show God's glory.
我求主帮助我们每一个人，在我们每一次的聚会中间，每一次的侍奉中间，得到圣灵的恩膏。
I pray that every time we gather, every time we serve the Lord, we can have the anointing from the Lord.
第三件事情在敌人面前做的就是使我的杯满溢。The
third thing the Lord does before my enemies is have my cup run over.
中文讲是我的福杯，但是原文没有特别讲福这个字。In
the Chinese, there's the cup of blessing, but in the original text, there's no blessing part.
我想我们有的时候会把自己的人生想成是一个容器，一个杯。I
think often we can think of our lives as a cup that has full of blessing.
不一定充满福气，有的人里面装满了苦水。Some
people's cups are not full of blessing, but rather sorrow and grief.
Bitterness.
有的时候你撞到一个人，你看他里面就满溢出什么水来。 So when you fill someone up, you can tell what water comes out.
夫妻是人与人之间最靠近的关系，所以家里面你就没有办法表演自己是一个很好的基督徒。So
the marriage relationship is the most intimate relationship in on earth. So when you are married, you can't pretend to be a Christian.
很好的基督徒。
Oh, you can't pretend to be a good Christian.
因为两个人靠太近了，动摩擦一下，你就满溢出，不管你里面是什么，就会满溢出来。Because
the two people are too close, so whenever you have friction, you can tell what kind or what substance flows out.
但是这边在敌人面前，神使我们的杯满溢，我相信满溢出来的是福气，是神的恩典。
So in the presence of my enemies, though, our cup is flowing out, and I believe this is flowing out blessings. When our lives are filled by God, so God gives us grace, and we can flow out grace.
别人在那边责骂你的时候，你是用责骂回应过去呢？
When people are reprimanding you, are you scolding back?
还是你用神的恩典回应过去？
Or do you respond with the Lord's grace?
我觉得使我的杯满意是在战场中间你人生受到冲撞的时候。
I believe the cup running over, this will happen when we are on the battlefield and meeting troubles and trials.
当你的人生被冲撞的时候，你流出神的恩典。
When you are being attacked spiritually, then your cup will run over and it will affect those around you. This is what will happen to the spiritual man because he receives spiritual grace from God. From verse 2 to 5, there are four pictures. Can you see yourself in one of these pictures?
你可不可以看到神对你的心意，你要走到什么地方去呢？
Can you see God's will in your heart, where He wants you to go in these pictures?
在第六节讲到人生的目标，信仰的目标。In
verse 6, it talks about the goal of man.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
第一节到第五节比较像大卫在回顾他过往的人生。Verse
1 through 5 is David's remembering his past.
他过去有种种的伤痕，种种的失败，种种的问题。He
had many hurts and failures and problems in his life.
当他转向面对他的未来，为面对永恒的时候，他写了第六节。When
he turns and he faces his future, he wrote verse 6.
在第六节中间，他有三个方向他要进去的。In
verse 6, there are three directions David wants to walk toward.
第一是他要进到神的恩典中间。First,
he wants to walk into God's goodness and mercy.
过去虽然有种种的死因幽谷，种种的战争，种种的伤害，种种的软弱。
In the past, there was the valley of the shadow of death. There were battles. There were weaknesses. But
但是他看到说必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
He sees that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
我们能够信主是神的恩典。
That we can believe in the Lord, this is the Lord's grace.
我们能够 靠着主生活，靠着主服侍，也是他的恩典。
It is the Lord's grace that we can continue to follow Him in our lives.
我们没有办法凭自己有所夸耀。
There is nothing we can boast about.
一个蒙恩的人要成为一个感恩的人。
So we who have received grace must be grateful.
不单对神感恩，对人也要流露出恩典。
Not only should we be grateful to God, but we must flow out grace to other people.
大卫的一生犯了很多的错误。David
committed many sins and mistakes in his life.
他前一个君王扫罗也犯了很多错误。The
king before him, Saul, also committed many mistakes.
但大卫可以写到诗篇23篇第六节，有恩惠慈爱随着我。But
David can still write in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
扫罗写不出来。Saul
cannot write this.
因为扫罗以自己为中心。
Because in Saul's life, he was the center of his own life. David saw God as the center of his life. He saw that the valley of the shadow of death, the battles with enemies, these were only temporary. But eternity before God, that is forever. Jesus' cross and his burial, his tomb, these are also temporary. Even though these things last, Jesus is no longer on the cross and no longer in his tomb. He is already on the throne.
所以求主帮助我们心里有一个这样的一个喜乐的盼望，必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So may the Lord give us this hope of grace that we can say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
而且不单要进入恩典之中，大卫要进入神的殿中。
Not only does David want to walk into God's goodness and mercy, but he wants to walk into the Lord's house.
大卫一辈子最大的心愿是什么？
What is David's deepest desire in his life?
建造神的殿。
It was to build the house of the Lord.
他建成了没有？
Did he build it?
他没有建成。
He didn't.
但他知道人手所建的殿不过是永恒圣殿的一个符号而已。
But he knew that the temple built by the hands of man would only be a sign.
他知道他要进到住在耶和华的殿中。
He knew he wanted to live in the temple of the Lord.
在世界上他可能没有机会建造神的殿。
Maybe he would not have the chance on the earth to build this temple of the Lord.
世人也许看说他人生最大的盼望成为他人生最大的失望。
So, from man's perspective, David's greatest hope became his greatest disappointment.
但在诗篇23篇第6节里面，我们看到大卫充满了确据，说：“我且要住在耶和华的殿中。”
But in Psalm 23 verse 6, we see that David says with assurance, I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
求主把大卫这样的一个心也摆在你我每一个人的心中。
May God put David's desire into our hearts as well.
在世界上我们有许多的失望。
On the earth, we have many disappointments.
但是我们在主里面有永恒的盼望。
But in the Lord, we have eternal hope.
我把住在耶和华的殿中翻译成新约的语言。
I will translate this house of the Lord into a New Testament prophecy.
什么是住在耶和华的殿中呢？在新约里面，我们说住在耶稣基督里面。
So what is it to live in the house of the Lord? In the New Testament, we see it is living in Jesus.
住在神的话里面。
Living in the Word of God.
住在耶稣基督的爱里面。
Living in the love of Jesus Christ.
行走在神的光里面。
Walking in the light of the Lord.
或者再进一步，就是活在弟兄姐妹、教会、肢体的生活中间。
Or living in the church with the members of God's body.
因为我们都是被神所使用的，要建造成圣殿的材料。
Because we are all the materials for the building of God's temple.
我们人生可能有，死因幽谷，有敌人面前，有各样的环境。
In our lives, we may see the valley of the shadow of death and the battles.
但让我们的心切慕活在住在耶和华的殿中。
But may our hearts long to live in the house of the Lord.
不单是跟主有那个住在基督里的关系。
Not only to have this relationship with the Lord as we abide in Christ.
也跟其他的弟兄姐妹肢体建立一个在主里面永恒的关系。
But also to have a relationship with the other members of God's body.
第六节不单是进入恩典，不单是进入圣殿，而且进入永恒。
Not only does David want to enter into goodness and mercy and enter into the house of the Lord, but he wants to enter into eternity.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华殿中直到永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
当大卫知道他永恒的方向的时候，他今天要做什么决定，走什么路，他就有一个清楚的选择。
So when David knows the eternal direction of his life, then he knows what choices to make.
你我也是一样。
You and me, we are the same.
常常我们要在生活中间做许多的选择。
We have many choices to make in our lives.
第六节帮助我们说要选择恩典。
Verse 6 tells us we must choose goodness.
要选择神的家，神的殿。
We must choose the Lord's house, his temple.
要选择永恒。
And to choose eternity.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这个世界上有两个相对的建筑。
There are two different houses or buildings.
一个叫做巴别塔。
One is called the Tower of Babel.
要宣扬人的名，以人为中心。
This tower is to proclaim the name of man and has man as a center.
另外一个建筑是圣殿。
The other is the temple.
是以神为中心。
It has God as the center.
但是也有我们 在里面。
But we are also in it.
我们要选择一个只能建造在暂时的建筑物。
We are in a temporary building.
还是我们要选择把我们的人生投资在永恒的建筑物上面。
Do we want to choose to live in the temporary building, or do we want to invest our lives in the eternal building, God's temple?
在我们生活中间有许多事情是存不到永恒的。
There are many things in our lives that will not last for eternity.
但是有一些事情是可以进到永恒的。
But there are some things that will last for eternity.
能不能想到什么事情告诉我？
Can you think of some of these things? Tell me.
彼此相爱，爱是很久忍耐，但是也是直到永远。
Loving one another, love is patient and kind, but love also lasts forever.
传扬福音。
Proclaiming the gospel.
把一个要灭亡的人带到永恒里面。
To rescue a man from perishing and to bring him into eternity.
我们人生的时间很少。
Our life on earth is very temporary.
我们能做的事情很少。
There are very few things we can do.
你清楚你的方向，你就可以选择你要做什么事情，不要做什么事情。
If you are sure of your direction, then you can choose what things you want to do and what things you don't want to do.
求主帮助我们用诗篇二十三篇当做我们人生的一首诗歌。
So may the Lord make Psalm 23 the song for our lives.
成为我们人生的一幅地图，知道我们在哪里，我们要往哪里去。
So it can be a map for our lives, so we know where we are and where we are going.
成为一把钥匙，帮助我们就进到神的面前，也在这世上见证神的荣耀。
So that it can be a key to open up, so that we can go before God's presence and be His testimony on earth.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
借着大卫这一篇诗篇，我们看到我们自己。
Through David's Psalm 23, we see ourselves.
但是我们更重要的是在这篇诗篇里面看见你。
But even more importantly, we see you in this Psalm.
因为看见你，我们对我们生活所遭遇的许多事情有一个新的认识。
Because we see you, we have a new understanding towards the things that we experience.
是你许可一些难处临到。
You allow trials to come.
是你许可这些难处使我们能够成长。
You allow these trials so that we can grow.
是你许可一些攻击临到。
You allow battles to come.
但是你让我们与你的胜利有份。
But you allow us to partake of your victory.
求你帮助我们就定睛仰望耶稣。
Please help us that we can fix our eyes on Jesus.
让我们就忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Let us forget the past and strive to run after you.
谢谢主，你的恩典超过我们一切的软弱。
Thank you, your grace exceeds all our weakness.
求你继续用圣经，用你的仆人，用圣灵对我们说话。
Please continue to use the Bible, your servants, and the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
让我们有一个柔软的心，愿意倾听，愿意遵行。
Help us have a soft heart so that we are ready to listen and to obey.
我们将恭敬祷告仰望奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.